Now, another Lenten reflection from Father Chris Sarkis.
On Ash Wednesday, we begin Lent. The cover portrait of this year's Diocesan Lenten Reflection booklet is that of Paolo Veronese's The Agony in the Garden. Jesus is portrayed as totally reposing upon the angel, exhausted, resting, being comforted. What an appropriate theme for this year's Lenten reflections. With COVID-19 and other dramatic events in the world and in the church that seem never ending, we can easily wonder whether the Lord has taken a break from us or even given up on us. Is he trying to tell us something? Maybe he is. Isolation, loss, dislocation, fear, anxiety, profound questioning are just some of the feelings expressed by many people. While we know that God never leaves us, especially when we need him most, we can still sometimes wonder. I think that this is part of Jesus' human demeanour that the artist is communicating. He believes, he knows the final outcome of his agony, passion, and death. Yet he still wonders and seeks answers. Jesus, too, relies on the strength of his heavenly Father to get him through what is to come. Just like us, really. But sometimes, just like him, all we can do is set our face like flint and move trustingly forward, seeking the Lord wherever he is, even sometimes when he and his will seem hidden from us. But like Jesus, we walk in faith, knowing that he walks with us and sometimes carries us. Saint Teresa of Calcutta said that we are called not to do great things, but to do little things with great love. Wherever you are at the moment, and whatever situation you are in, keep trusting in God as Jesus did, and seek him. Fasting and almsgiving are excellent things, but without prayerful faith and joyful trust, they will not yield much fruit. We are called to be saints. Saints are people who seek God and love much, who make a difference by their lives of quiet but constant fidelity. In the days and weeks ahead, seek the Lord and rest in your heavenly Father as Jesus did. Persevere, pray, be nourished by God and the angels he sends to you. Seek the Lord and you will find him, and then simply rest in him.